are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, first up, we have the director, Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I am very happy because we are getting some much-needed moisture.
Understand.
It's been a little while. We didn't get much the last time, and it seems like this one's going to be a good soaking rain, and we all need that. So, you know, I don't want to hear anybody complaining about rain today. But you've got some great things, and as always, there's always so many wonderful programs there at the library, and you've got a speaker, I hear, coming next week.
We do. On Monday, May 2nd at 12 p.m., we have Natalia Rezek. Now, I apologize if I said your name incorrectly, but she is a peer resident who is a Ukraine native, and she's going to discuss what it is like for her family and friends who remain in the Ukraine, how the current military conflict is impacting their lives, and how you can help. The event is free. It's open to the public, and we're hosting it over the noon hour. So if you would like to bring a brown bag lunch, you're more than welcome to do that.
Excellent. Yeah, that's going to be a great program. She's been in here at the radio station and talked about her hometown and what's going on and how she's trying to help. So that's going to be a wonderful program.
Yep. And then I also wanted to mention that on Monday next week, I believe it's May 1st. I have to double check the date. I think it's May 1st, this coming Monday. We're having the Super Senior Coffee Connection start, and that's at 9:30 to 11 a.m. And we have free coffee for seniors, so you can just come on over and socialize with other seniors, and that is a free event that's open to everyone.
Excellent. Yep. Another great event available to the public. So encourage folks to come on out to that. And you brought someone with you from the library this morning, I hear.
I did. I brought my colleague, my coworker, Ginny. She does the children's, and she's going to talk about some upcoming events with the kids.
Excellent. And that's one of the many great things that you do at the library is so many opportunities for kids, young all the way up through teenagers.
Well, and ages 0 to 100 plus are all of our after-school programs. So you don't have to be in school in order to come.
Nice.
And some of our programs that we have coming up are, is May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And on May 5th, Thursday, May 5th, from 5:30 to 6:30, Allison Fosheim from Capital Area Counseling is going to be coming and talking about anxiety and depression, coping skills, and community resources program. That one is later, so hopefully some parents and guardians can bring their children. On May 9th, it's a Monday, we're making toys for Paws Animal Rescue for the cats and dogs.
Oh, great.
Which is going to be a lot of fun. On Wednesday, May 18th, it is the last day of school here in Pierre. And that afternoon from 1 to 4:30, we'll be having a game day where you can come and play some board games, some card games in a South Dakota room. You can play with your friends and family. Something to do after school is getting out.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. And then also on Tuesday, May 24th, we're having a scavenger hunt within the library.
Ooh.
So there's going to be prizes when you find different things. So you might want to come and check it out.
Scavenger hunts are a blast.
They are. They are. One of the fun things that we're having also come up is we're having a young adult book club. And we are going to be reading Orphan Train by Christina Klein. So if you're interested, come on in. It's geared for middle school and high school students.
Okay.
And come on in and we'll get you a book. And we will hopefully see you on Thursday, May 5th, 12th, and 19th from 3:45 to 4:45 to discuss the book.
Excellent.
And do not fear, we have more here.
What else?
This summer, we're going to be having the Oceans of Possibilities Summer Reading Program.
Oh.
That starts June 6th and goes through Friday, July 29th.
Okay.
But sign up is going to be on Monday, May 16th. At from 5 to 6, you're going to need to register. So if you would come into the library, we can get you all hooked up for the summer.
Excellent. So circle that date on the calendar. You got a couple of weeks, but you don't want to forget to come in and get all signed up for that program.
Yes.
Excellent. So if folks, you know, I'm newer to town. I've been here a little while. But if we, you know, haven't, like I haven't gotten over to sign up, it's a pretty easy process, isn't it?
It is. All you need to do is bring in a photo ID and a piece of mail with your current address. And we can get you hooked up with, if you live in the city of Pierre, we can get you all hooked up. And excellent. Even if you live outside of Pierre, we can get you hooked up as well.
Very nice. So I encourage folks, we've got to get over. We're gonna set a day and just come on over and get our library cards because we love the library and all the things that are there to offer. But it seems like you guys have so many great programs. And like you said, not just for the kids, but all ages. There's always things going on and there's some wonderful opportunities.
Well, and I forgot one thing that is really cool is we are working with PAWS and we're doing rescue readers on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30, where we go up and read to the cats at PAWS, which is a lot of fun. We do have to have you register on our website so that we do not overwhelm the cats. We can only register 9 readers and they have to be first grade and up. And this summer, hopefully, we're going to be able to read to the dogs as well.
Oh, nice. That would be a great addition.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. So, that is a great program that you're doing there. And I know they appreciate it up there at PAWS. So.
Yeah, the cats have loved it.
I would imagine
and the kids, too.
Exactly. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning. Enjoy the weekend ahead here. I know we've got some rain, but we sorely need it. So it'd be a perfect time to come on out to the library.
Come and check it out.
You bet. Well, thank you so much for joining us. There's Ginny Kaus and Director Abby Edwardson joining us here from Rollins Library. Stop on out and see all the great things they have to offer to the community. There is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, and it was brought to you by Vista Care, Pierre VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and May Adams.